This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
The game and post-game are over, but the conversation is just getting started. From clutch plays to questionable calls,
save!
We're breaking it all down. This is Twins Final Pitch, powered by Postman Law on News Talk 830 WCCO.
All right, Henry's got the night off. Steve Thompson in. Lindsey Brown is our producer. Chris Tubbs was in earlier. And the final homestand of the year is underway for the Twins. And we all know that this season has gone in the wrong direction. Coming out of the break, the trade deadline, and all the water that's gone under the bridge. But a wild night tonight at Target Field. Twins go to the ninth, up 6-4, find themselves down, and it looked like they were going to be out. And they roar back and win it in the bottom of the ninth. Talk about a roller coaster ride. But I do want to go back to what John said a moment ago. Cody Clemens, what a night. 4-for-4, 3 home runs and a double, 14 total bases, gives him 19 home runs on the year. And his third home run of the game pulled the Twins to within 1 in the bottom of the ninth, and then they would go on to get the walk-off winner. Luke Kuechel did the honors there on a fly ball to left center with the outfielders drawn in, of course. It falls. Twins win 9-8. But I want to go back to Pablo Lopez and the starter. And we did this 1 week ago tonight. Henry was off, and Pablo came off the injured list. And was really good, even though the Twins got beat 2-1. He didn't figure in the decision tonight, but this is just such a good story in my mind. Pablo, late in the year, comes back, season is over, club's playing out the string, all of those things we talked about 1 week ago. Now, tonight, was he perfect? No. 5 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs. None of those were earned. He walked 3, that's a problem, but struck out 6. His ERA went down on the season to 2.64, as John mentioned a moment ago. But to me, that is a really good story. And when the Twins got him in the trade and then signed him to the extension, you're kind of like, oh, well, this guy's a pretty good pitcher. But has shown me a lot in the last two starts in battling back in a year where it's kind of like, yeah, I'm not feeling up to it, or I made the rehab start. Maybe I should spend another start in the minor leagues. But he really wanted to get out there and really wanted to pitch. And good for him. And then things got ugly in the ninth. Cole Sands. After all of that, you look at the line for Sands. Four hits, four runs, all of those earned. Still got the win. How many times does a guy cough up four in an inning of work and still get the win? I can't imagine. Elias or any of the other stat geeks would have to dig into that one. That is an unusual situation for Sands to come out of there with the win after just a nightmare of a ninth inning for him. But the Twins win it 9-8. And in the grand scheme of things, you know, does the victory matter much? Not particularly. But if you look at those two stories, Pablo starting, and then the big night for Cody Clemens, and here's a guy who was given his release by the Phillies. And, you know, we've all heard the stories, he's Roger Clemens' son and all this and that. But here's a guy fighting for his big league life. And based on what we've seen out of this guy, and his versatility, that you would assume that the Twins are going to have room for him in 2026. Now, I know there's a punchline in there. But based on what he's done since getting an opportunity for the Twins, even if it's not with the Twins next year, this guy's going to have a job. And Lindsay, I love stories like that in sports, where this guy, you know, this was it. I mean, he had to be pondering, well, maybe I'll get a AAA gig, or I can hang in there and maybe I'll do something. Twins scoop him up, and I know this season is not gone, but you got to give the guy credit for making the most out of the opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to look at the little things going on within the game when you don't have those big goals in reach any longer. And these are people that are fighting for their livelihoods. They're fighting for their families. They're fighting for the childhood dream they've been playing since they could probably walk. And so that's what I look into, or at least what to buy into when the seasons aren't going so well, because there are so many great stories and great comeback stories just like his.
Yeah, and, you know, the Pablo one is great because he comes back at the end of the year and says, I wanted to get out there, I had some things. A lot of great quotes in all of this, and I think he is a great quote post-game. Seems to be a really thoughtful human being. And then for Cody Clemens, I mean, he had a front-row seat, you know, to his dad's spectacular career, and it's not without controversy. But this guy, when the moment came, and I think it seems to me that for a major league player, there's memorable moments. And the memorable moments are when you get the call-up from the minor leagues. And that story has been told, and it never really gets old. When someone toiling in the minor league somewhere and the manager of the minor league club says you're going to the show, that's cool. And then I think along the way there's the milestones, maybe the first hit or the first win as a pitcher or the first save, or, you know, you're going up against a future Hall of Famer. You know, there's memorable moments over the course of a career. But another one I'm sure players don't forget is when they realize this may be the end of the line. And that's what Clemens went through in the Phillies. Now, he probably figured he would catch on somewhere else, that he would get another opportunity, that they might send him to AAA, and then if there was an injury, he'd get another shot, because he was a big league player. But for him to come in here, and once again, the season spiraled out of control. But for him to have a night like this, I mean, this is a night for the ages. Are you kidding me? Three home runs and a double, 14 total bases. I mean, that is just ridiculous to be mentioned alongside Kirby Puckett. That is pretty cool. All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. We've got one guest on Who Cooked, our Who Cooked feature. We'll have some highlights from the ballgame. We'll tell you about the res to the weekend and the res to the homestand, final homestand of the year. Yankees in early next week. And by the way, Aaron Judge moved up the Yankee all-time home run list. And if we can squeeze that in, we will. There are some familiar names. He passed Joe DiMaggio. Maybe you've heard of Joe DiMaggio. And there's some other amazing names on that Yankee all-time home run list, including the Bambino. We'll take a break. We'll come back. It is Final Pitch. Stephen for Henry. Lindsey Brown is here on a Friday night. News Talk, 830-WCCO.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is Final Pitch, Steve in for Henry tonight. Lindsey Brown is here. Chris Tubbs was in earlier. Henry was in earlier in the day. Wild Twins win tonight at Target Field. They go to the ninth up 6-4. They find themselves down 8-6, and they go on to win it 9-8. Pretty extraordinary comeback. Cody Clemens, 4-for-4, three home runs, a double. Pablo Lopez started, didn't figure in the decision, but the guy, Sands, who gave up four runs in the top of the ninth, still gets the win. What a country. Oh, what a world. Now, before the break, I brought up a milestone night for Aaron Judge, and he hit a home run, his 47th of the year, in a 4-1 win over the Red Sox. So there's that. He hit a home run, and the Yankees beat the Red Sox. But he moved to fourth all-time on the Yankee home run list. And I got to get to this before we get to Who Cooked. And, Lindsey, you're going to know some of these names.
Okay.
This is just nutty. You know, you run down the Yankee all-time home run list. So number one's the Bambino, Babe Ruth. 659 career home runs in a Yankee uniform. He hit some with the Red Sox, I've been told. Number two, Mickey Mantle. 536 career home runs with the Yankees. Lou Gehrig is third. Babe Ruth, Mickey Mantle, and Lou Gehrig, 1, 2, 3. Judge is now fourth at 362. He went by Jolton Joe DiMaggio at 361. And then here's the remainder of the top 10 now. Yogi at 6, A-Rod at 7, who's now one of the owners of the Timberwolves. Bernie Williams is 8th. Jorge Posada is 9th.
Jorge Posada. I haven't heard that name in a long time.
Yeah. And then Jeter.
Some 10. Guy named Jeter.
And you've heard of Jeter.
Yeah. He's
who
all
right. hasn't? I mean, that's impressive. And I know this is Twins' final pitch, but we had to throw that out there. So Aaron Judge now 4th all time. But he's got a long way to go to get to Lou Gehrig. By my Anoka Hennepin School's math, 131 to tie.
I'm going to trust those numbers, Steve.
Yeah. And Moundsview Schools, I think.
It's a great school district, but
yeah,
I didn't go to Moundsview
sure.
High School. I went to Irondale.
Humanities school district. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good time.
All right, back to the Twins. And their win, and you know, it's kind of funny filling in for Henry and doing final pitch. We're kind of like, who cooked tonight? And if they got beat, you know, it's a little more difficult. This may have been the easiest who cooked in a long, long time. It is time to find out who cooked tonight.
Who fired up the bats? Who served up gas on the mound?
Strike three, you're out.
Let's dish it out piping hot as we talk about who cooked tonight. Presented by Chef IQ Sense on News Talk 830 WCCO.
A pretty good game out of Pablo. His second start since coming back from the injured list and a long stint on the injured list. But tonight, easy. Cody Clemens. 4-for-4, 3 home runs, a double, 14 total bases, gives him 19 home runs. Just an incredible night tonight. Now, he didn't get the walk-off winner, but he hit an important home run that pulled the Twins to within one in the ninth.
This pitch is lashed in the air, left center field and deep. Alex Thomas chasing it. That ball is gone. It's a 3-homer night for Cody Clemens, and the Twins are very much alive. What an at-bat for Cody Clemens.
Yeah, just an incredible night tonight as the Twins get it done. Cody Clemens, huge night. And we should tell you again, that's who cooked tonight, presented by Chef IQ Sense. Never under or overcook your chicken, fish, or meat again with Chef IQ Sense. Buyers now at chefiq.com. What a night for Cody, and I think maybe he found a home here in Minnesota. Certainly a good run for him. When we come back, we'll have some of the highlights from the game tonight, little post-game audio from Pablo, and then we'll take a look at the Saturday tilt, and of course the remainder of the homestand as the Twins close out the Target Field portion of their schedule before closing on the road against the Rangers and the Phillies. We'll do it all next here on News Talk 830 WCCO. And we're back. Final pitch. What a roller coaster ride in the ninth inning. Diamondbacks score 4. Twins come back, score 3. Win it 9-8. Quite a line. 9 runs, 12 hits, 2 errors for the Twins. Diamondbacks, 8 runs, 10 hits, and no errors. Sands got the win. Same two teams tomorrow in game 2 of the 3-game set. They'll play a Sunday matinee as usual. Our lineup card begins at 5:30 tomorrow. First pitch at 6:10. Joe Ryan on the mound. Let's get into the highlights. And you can't do highlights without some more Cody Clemens. His first home run of the game came early.
And the pitch swung on and hit well for Cody Clemens. Right center field, headed towards the seats, and that ball's gone for Cody. Home run number 17 for Cody Clemens. He snaps the 0-for-11, and he ties this game at a run apiece.
Yeah, and the Twins would tack on 3 more in the 4th, 1 in the 5th, 1 in the 6th, and then, of course, would need to rally in the bottom of the 9th after coughing up the lead. And here's how it ended. Luke Keyshaw came up big again for the Twins.
The 1-1. Swung on and hit high in the air. That'll do it. That'll do it. Thomas races after it. He catches it. Here comes Byron Buxton. Let's have a party at home plate as the Twins roar from behind and defeat the Diamondbacks by the final score of 9-8.
Yeah, that is super good stuff. And, you know, Lindsay, it's one of those where you and I were, you know, kind of texting back and forth, getting ready for the show and so on and so forth. And it's like, you got to be kidding me. I don't think either of us used any bad language.
No.
When the Diamondbacks grabbed the lead in the top of the ninth. Then it was kind of like, oh, Clemens hit a home run. They're back within one. And then they got some ducks on the pond. And then Keyshaw ends it there. That is a swing of emotions. Even though in the grand scheme, I'll say it again, game doesn't mean much, but it sure did to Cody Clemens, and it sure did for the fans that hung in there to the bitter end tonight.
Absolutely. Those are the reasons why you keep those butts in those seats. You never leave early. You never know what you're going to see in the fourth quarter. You never know what you're going to see late in the game. And thankfully, we've had some good weather, so hopefully people enjoyed it and that they can carry it over tomorrow going for the series win.
But, I mean, that was, once again, kind of like, oh, my God. The bullpen.
Right.
And then I wonder how many people, like, started to head out, you know, and it can be a long walk to get out of the ballpark. And then you hear Clemens' third home run of the game and they're back within one. You know, did they just find a spot to watch the rally? Because, yeah, you shouldn't give up. If you've made the time commitment, hang in there to the bitter end, and it turned out well tonight for the Twins. We brought up Pablo Lopez early in the show. We'll bring him up again late in the show, and here's Pablo's post-game comments about tonight.
It wasn't the smoothest game. Command wasn't commanding for the most part, but I think I was able, with the catcher, to make competitive adjustments. My mind wasn't on, like, let me work on my mechanics, let me see what I need to feel to, you know, get the fastball command better. It was just like, the fastball is what it is today. Let me just shift my eyes. Let me work on some different targeting. Let me use the misses in my favor to then come back with the other stuff that I do get a better feel for tonight. So, yeah, a night of competitive adjustments. Obviously, I'll take a look at what some things I could work on. So the things that weren't as good today are better for the next one.
Yeah, and I saw him do a feature with Justin Morneau on the television side, and this guy is a future. I mean, you listen, you know, the cut there, I'm impressed. It's really interesting to me, and all his audio this season and the piece he did with Justin on the television side was really, really cool. I mean, this guy's a thinker. I'm impressed, Lindsay.
Yeah, absolutely. I love the command wasn't commanding. Sometimes the most complicated messages have the simplest of terms.
Yeah, I think he's great. Twins win 9-8. They'll try and do it tomorrow and win a series at Target Field. Joe Ryan on the mound. Twins are in good shape with Joe on the mound. Generally 13-8 this year, 3.32. He's had a couple of bumps in the road, but who doesn't? And then Sunday series finale, and that'll be the traditional 1:10 start our time. Bailey Ober will be on the mound for the Twins in the final game of the series. And remember, our Twins coverage starts early on a Sunday. We'll have Inside Twins for you at high noon. Lineup card at 12:30. First pitch at 1:10. And oh, by the way, if you want even more sports, Corzo on Sunday between 10 and noon. Hey, Lindsay, good to work with you.
Same, buddy.
We're back tomorrow, right?
Yeah, that's understanding. Fine. It's going to be a short sleep, but we will be here.
Yeah, all right. By the way, Shaletta, tomorrow at noon, I'll be back at 3 with Doug and Tech Talk. Then we'll get you ready for the Twins and the Diamondbacks. Once again, Twins rally and get it done 9-8 over the Diamondbacks tonight at Target Field. That is Final Pitch. Thanks so much for joining us. And have a good evening here on News Talk 830 WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.